Hawkins, CA already has Biden's gun control and many mass shootings. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 1, 2021. California has many of the most prominent aspects of President Joe Biden's D. gun control plan but is, nonetheless, plagued by a steady flow of mass shootings. In fact, a spate of California mass shootings in 2019 led the Mercury News to ask, does gun control work? Two of Biden's chief gun control proposals are universal background checks and an assault weapons ban. UC Davis noted that California adopted comprehensive background check policies in 1991. And Southern California Public Radio reported that the state's Roberto Ruiz Assault Weapons Control Act of 1989 became law on January 1, 1990. Democrats such as Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, described universal background checks as the North Star for gun controllers, the creme de la creme of all gun controls. Similar talk is heard about assault weapons bans, as Democrats employ weapons of war phraseology in an effort to convince Americans to give up entire categories of guns. In both cases, universal background checks and assault weapons bans, Americans are promised that the implementation of such controls will keep them safer. These promises flow especially free after a highly publicized mass shooting. Even now, Every Town for Gun Safety's Rob Wilcox focuses on the word safety when talking about Biden's intent to secure universal background checks. He told The Hill, "A Biden presidency is the gun lobby's worst nightmare. But it's a dream come true for anyone who cares about gun safety in America." But what has happened in California, where universal background checks and an assault weapons ban have been the law of the land for 30 years? Here is a short look at just a few of the high-profile California shootings during the past decade. ABC 7 reported that 7 people were killed and 3 were wounded when a 43-year-old former student opened fire at Oikos University in Oakland, California, on April 2, 2012. 22-year-old Elliot Roger killed 6 people and wounded 13 in shooting and stabbing attacks in the area near the University of California, Santa Barbara, on May 23, 2014. Breitbart News highlighted that Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik opened fire in a San Bernardino, California, Health Department Christmas party on December 2, 2015, killing 14 people. The Associated Press wrote that 39-year-old Corey Ali Muhammad shot and killed 3 people in downtown Fresno, California, on April 18, 2017. ABC 7 noted that 38-year-old Jimmy Lam opened fire inside a San Francisco package facility, killing 3 people and injuring several others on June 14, 2017. 12 people were killed when a gunman opened fire inside the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California, on November 7, 2018. Breitbart News covered a shooting that left 3 killed and 12 injured on July 28, 2019, at the Gilroy, California, Garlic Festival. The New York Times reported in October 31, 2019, shooting that left 5 dead in Arinda, California. On November 18, 2019, The Guardian ran a column titled 10 Dead After California Sees 3 Mass Shootings in 4 Days. Those shootings included the Santa Clarita shooting at Saugus High School and the killing of 4 individuals during a family party in Fresno. The above-listed shootings and various others occurred despite California's universal background checks and an assault weapons ban. Yet Democrats push such checks and such bans as a means to keep Americans safe. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.